That's why all the good little Christians at my high school are following in behind him, not because they actually give a crap about conservatism, but because he's giving angry, aimless young men whose church hasn't given them anything solid to fall back on, an alternate source of values. The kid's largely right about that. What is the church giving out today? Youth groups? Oh, great. There's a youth group. Got a youth group basketball lead. Fantastic. What does that do? We have youths that are involved in some of the most, and I say this out of concern, not out of mocking, but some of the most pathetic excuses for catechism in the history of an RCIA catechism program's history. The church isn't giving those kids something to fall back on. It isn't giving those kids a traditional basis upon which to act and then something to defend that is actually defensible. Truth is defensible. And truth can be understood by kids. As a matter of fact, I'd say it's easier for the young to understand truth because they haven't been perverted by erroneous thinking their whole lives. Then there's another reader that writes, and I cannot comment so much about what's going on in high school, but I can tell you that it is downright eerie how stale my college chapter of College Republicans is. You know, conservatism is really in a crisis. It's a sad crisis, and it's one that we ought to care about, not so much because we care about conservatives or conservatism, but because we care about the future. And it's the youths that are going to have to carry the banner into the future. And not only are they not being catechized properly from the ecclesiastical point of view, they're also not being catechized properly from the point of view of what government is and what it's supposed to be doing and what it does and what the dangers of it doing too much is. And I can also tell you that there's another side of this story, and that is, like, from my daughter's perspective, greeting into polite society of America and Americanism was when she got her first paychecks at the tender age of 15 and 9 months old and demanded to know of me, this check's like $2.50. What are all these things on here? There's a Medicare tax, there's a state income tax, there's a federal tax, and so what is this? To which I said, welcome to life in America, kid. Get used to it. Life stinks. Get a helmet.